car, please.
Accept Portland Utility Board Annual Report.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, we welcome two honored guests today, Colleen Johnson and Alan Warman, co-chairs of the Portland Utility Board. This is their second annual report to council. As my colleagues will remember, in 2014, the city charged a Blue Ribbon Commission with improving oversight of our public utilities. The Blue Ribbon Commission ultimately recommended a new committee, citizen-led, called the Portland Utility Board, to replace three existing oversight bodies. In its second year, the Portland Utility Board provided extensive input on the Bureau's budgets and informed policy positions in areas such as the BES strategic plan, the disposition of Terminal 1, and water quality. This report includes an overview of the board's activities for fiscal year 2016 to 2017 and some goals for the next year. Alan and Colleen, thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Alan Warman. I'm the co-chair of the Public Utility Board.
And I'm Colleen Johnson, co-chair.
As advocates for the citizens of Portland, the PUB members need a broad understanding of utility management, bureau operations, and the city's budget process, which in some cases is difficult. In our second year for the PUB, we've dedicated, the members that is, have dedicated over 450 hours of service. We have held 14 board meetings, 8 subcommittee meetings, off-site tours at the Bull Run Watershed, Portland Water Pollution Control Lab, and the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant.
What we wanted to do was to give you some highlights of the report that you have, and I'm sure you've all read thoroughly at bedtime. So the first issue is communications to council. As part of its role as the Budget Advisory Committee for both bureaus, PUB submitted its initial observations of the fiscal year 17-18 requests. We also provided comments on the final decision packages and a supplemental letter on the request for 2 BES staff that were added late in the process. Over the past year, PUB has been developing a more robust process to review the requested changes in the budget monitoring process. This year, we have allocated time during the regular board meetings for all members to participate. This fall, we provided you with our concerns about the expectations for non-general fund bureaus during budget adjustments and articulated 5 principles we felt would be useful guides for evaluating mid-year changes to the budgets of these bureaus. Those 5 principles are technical changes and requests for unanticipated or emergency needs would be expected requests in the bump process. Staffing should be part of an annual prioritization discussion. Bureaus should use management techniques to prioritize new needs and reallocate existing resources mid-cycle. Bureaus should refrain from building internal capacity for central service needs. And finally, approved requests for new resources should be coupled with metrics and communications of outcomes. Finally, other policy considerations come before the board. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, for fiscal year 16-17, this included the disposition of Terminal 1 and Cryptosporidium. And for the current year, the board has discussed the hydroelectric power contracts, water quality issues, and filtration. And we have provided you with our concerns and recommendations for those issues.
We're very interested in making sure our public involvement is expansive. We've established a website that includes all of our public meetings, agendas, minutes, bureau presentations, and all 5 members, or many of the board, 5 members have participated in 11 administrative review committee hearings for the bureaus. 4 members also stepped out into the community and went to 5 community meetings that were specifically there to talk about filtration. For the current year, PUB is committed to gathering further outreach. We're also trying to beef up our website to be more public friendly.
In the area of challenges and opportunities, PUB spent the year working with the bureaus as they updated their strategic planning processes to allow for PUB input earlier in the planning and design phases. As the recently approved filtration treatment illustrated, PUB and the bureaus can improve public outreach and education on large-scale processes. We appreciate the mayor and Commissioner Fish's request for the bureaus to prioritize their budget requests. For PUB to provide meaningful input to the City Council, we need to ask the bureaus for information on the relative priorities of bureau requests, as well as how choices to not fund activities will affect service level and performance of the bureaus. As chairs, we feel this prioritization of projects assists the bureau management to manage their budget in light of scarce resources and will also facilitate a public discussion on the value and benefits of utility investments at varying costs to the residents of Portland. In our second year, PUB began working to address more complex recommendations by addressing real and perceived issues of public concern and trust, improving transparency, communication, and education, working with City Council to adopt new standards of practice regarding utility oversight and providing for strong and consistent public involvement in decision-making, viewing the Bureau's activities with an eye towards innovation and cost-effectiveness, and thoughtful consideration of the investment requirements and policies that may be appropriate and necessary to retain high bond ratings for both bureaus. PUB has, in order to do all this, PUB has reserved a second meeting time during the month to allow for greater reflection and discussion of issues, and staff have institutionalized a process for better information flow between PUB and the bureaus. And finally, the board saw improvement over the last year and the opportunity for PUB input in the city's deliberations and will continue to work with the bureaus and the council to refine that process.
Going forward, the proposed fiscal year 17-18 work plan, it's basically designed to help the bureaus integrate the PUB into their workflow. And this is sort of changing cultures a little bit, but it's the right way to go. And this includes getting us involved in the strategic planning, the capital improvement budgeting, and the operational budget process. In an effort to increase our efficiency, PUB has identified 8 key areas for an engagement for the coming year. Number 1, equity. 2, public and community engagement. 3, regulatory compliance. 4, strategic planning. 5, green infrastructures. 6, operational efficiency. 7 is resilience. And 8 is emergency preparedness and inter-bureau coordination. This is in addition to our regular part of being involved with the budget process. So looking forward, the PUB understands both bureaus have a concern for aging assets. With that said, the Water Bureau faces a number of costly programs. The Willamette Park, the Willamette Crossing, I meant to say the Washington Park, and the Willamette Crossing, and now a treatment plant. We believe the Bureau's management team needs to apply budget constraints in light of these major projects and their financial future. BES now has a strategic plan in place and will need to apply their plan to continue to make wise and strategic decisions for a cost-effective future. We both say thank you for your time, and please enjoy our annual report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, a couple comments?
Please, Commissioner Fish.
This got moved a couple of times, and then we kept you waiting. So apologies for that, because this is a lot of great work. And the bureaus that I have the honor of leading have reviewed this very carefully. I've read it. I need to ask you 2 questions. I need to just highlight 3 things. Are you getting all the staff support you need to be able to perform the functions that you've been assigned?
I would say yes. You're well aware both bureaus have cultures, and I think they're changing to bring in the PUB as a third party to help the process going forward.
Okay.
And could I add, internally, our staff, we have had great help from our our staff support, Melissa, and also from Shannon, who is with the CBO and does the analysis for the Bureau. So
good. And by the way, that was one of the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Commission that stood in stark contrast to the frustration of other citizen-led bodies that felt like they were given a mission without the staff support. Mm-hmm. So you have dedicated staff support that's funded, and I'm glad to hear that you're getting what you need. Yep.
And just a reminder about that. Those staff are located within the city budget office.
Correct.
So they're in the office that reports to all of us, and I'm glad to hear that you're getting good service from them.
And the second question, are you you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but from the bureau director, from the leadership point, are you getting the kind of cooperation you need going into this season where this will be your first year in which, from soup to nuts, you're involved in reviewing the budget and in providing guidance to the city? Are you getting the kind of high-level buy-in from leadership that you need to be successful?
I believe we are. I think, as I repeat this, we're going from a set of bureaus that have not had the integration of citizen input, and so that culture takes a while to change slowly. And I think both directors are helping that process go forward.
And could I add to that? We had a meeting, I think it was last week, for the preliminary operating budgets for both bureaus. And the difference in the detail and in the narrative that they provided us from over last year was enormous. And so they put, and it quite clearly showed, they put in an amazing amount of work in bringing those preliminary budgets to us.
I'd like to compliment you for a moment. You mentioned community engagement and neighborhood involvement. It was really at your request that particularly the Water Bureau went out and talked about the filtration proposals or the various options for complying with LT2. And they took those to coalition meetings and actually got very interesting feedback. And so that will become more institutionalized in terms of big-ticket issues going out to the neighborhoods, and that's something that you challenged us to do, and I want to thank you for that. The final thing, and I also want to thank you for the leadership you provide on the low-income discount program.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of community feedback on that, and you've been working to help us crack the nut, and I know we have some exciting announcements to make in the new year. The one other thing I just want to clarify, and do so with the mayor here, in case he disagrees with what I'm about to say. When the mayor was providing his budget guidance this year, he had conversations with his colleagues. And because there is a possibility that we're going to have a shortfall on the general fund, and also because I think this mayor believes that a forced choice exercise is good for general fund bureaus to identify what's core and what isn't, he has asked people to plan for a scenario where you could have up to 5% cuts. My own view is it's highly unlikely we'll have to take 5% cuts, but he has said, do that, and in the process, help us understand what's fundamental and what you could live without. It's what we call a modified zero-based budgeting.
Sure.
It's not zero-based budgeting because we don't take it down to the studs. When it came to the utilities, the mayor did not make that same request. Instead, the mayor said that, and my guidance echoed this, said that we should continue to look for a combined rate increase as under 5% with the goal of getting as close to 4% as possible. And the reason, and I had conversations with the mayor about this, the reason that we chose not to go further than that is that the council has already spoken in directing the utilities to undertake these larger capital construction projects. And when we said do a 100-year plan on filtration, plan for a resilient pipe under the Willamette, complete the reservoir deal, the council did not say and simultaneously degrade your work plan on all the other stuff you're doing to build your capacity. It was understood that it's cumulative. But we have been challenged to use every tool in our toolkit to get this under 5%, keep it under 5%, as close to 4%. But it was never our intention to have the bureaus, after being directed by council to take on new work, to have to cannibalize existing work. And I know there's been some conversation about that. I think it's terrific for the public to have a better understanding of trade-offs. So if we, you know, the Bureau of Environmental Services this year will actually be operating at inflation. The Water Bureau can't operate at inflation because the council has directed it to take on a lot of responsibilities that push it above the rate of inflation. The combined rate increase, though, can come down well below 5%. And using rate stabilization funds and other tools, we could shade that down even lower. But I want to be clear, neither the mayor nor I contemplated that the bureaus would have to degrade their existing CIP or operating budgets in order to also meet the requirements of the new regulatory requirements that the council has placed on them. And I ask you to consider that as you are evaluating budgets.
I think that's great insight. Speaking for two left-handed economists up here, we believe in the word choice. And you can't necessarily have it all. It's not an end. It's a choice of maybe delaying something. And perhaps if indeed you expect to put together your infrastructure and you want to take 50 years to replace that, that's good. You don't say, well, maybe I could do it in 20. Those are the kind of choices that we look at that aren't regulatory at all. They are good professional financial choices, and I think that's where the pub's coming from.
Good. Thank you.
Could I add? And I hear what you're saying, and I agree, but I also think Alan makes an important point. What we've asked from the bureaus is, in delivering their budgets, that we have some idea of priorities, and maybe even more so that we have, as you put it, trade-offs. So if we're going to pursue a $300 to $500 million filtration project, what does that mean in terms of trade-offs? And I would say recognition of the Water Department, they did exactly that. They did prioritize their operating budget for us, and I think that helps the pub have a more deliberative and robust discussion of what's coming down the pike in terms of the budget.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I just want to throw in one comment and just say thank God for people like you who want to step forward and be part of this process, to have people who are willing to really get into the nitty-gritty of the operations, the nitty-gritty of the budget process, open up and converse throughout this dialogue as we define what our priorities truly are. I'm really grateful that we have people who are willing to take the time and the energy. And I'm absolutely 100% certain you do not do it for the money, because there is none. And I just want to keep reminding people as they listen to this commentary, this is a group of volunteers. These are people in the community who have an interest in these issues and are willing to spend some time working alongside the city council and representing the interests of the community and being one more set of eyes on the process. And I'm really grateful for it. And I always enjoy the testimony you provide, particularly during the budget process, but certainly as we were discussing some of the capital construction proposals as well. Thank you both for that important report.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further comments? Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you for the report and for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Commissioner Fish, for conceiving this and for bringing back public trust in the utility bureaus with the assistance of the Public Utility Board. It's certainly achieving even more than I thought you were going to. Particularly want to thank those who are retiring from service, Gwyn Johnson, Julia Pearson, Janet Hawkins, Cindy Dietz, and Marie Walkovics, and to Kendra Smith, who was the co-chair. And so the fact that you're so established people are now rotating off, having completed their service, is another testament to the need for this body. I particularly appreciated in your report that you included all of the previous letters that you've sent over the course of the year. While I read them as they come in, it's helpful to have them all compiled so that the public can see them as well. Yeah. And that was, it's also kind of reminded me of several of the ways that you've provided guidance, one of them being about the equity positions. And I appreciate that you have supported Commissioner Fish in making the resources available within the Bureau without asking for extra to prioritize equity. And I agree with your urging for a citywide conversation because I want to see all the Bureaus doing that. And thank you again. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Alan and Colleen, thank you very much. We deeply appreciate the partnership. 5.5 years ago, when then-Mayor Hales assigned me both utilities, and that was a somewhat of a surprise to me because there had not been an immediate precedent for that. And it turns out many, many years ago, Dan Saltzman briefly had both utilities in his portfolio. But when the mayor, then mayor, said, I want you to lead both utilities, I was caught a little bit off guard. A hearing like this 5.5 years ago, even to receive a report, would have been a full house. There would have been a lot of vinegar in the room. And I would not have been the most popular person in the room. And what I deeply appreciate since then, since we weathered the storm on the Water District, since we did the Blue Ribbon Commission, since we adopted some new policies, since we went back to the public and showed them that we can be trusted to focus on basic services, since we have come now close to resolving the lawsuit that's been hanging over us, what I appreciate is over this period of time, we've been helped by people like you in restoring some public trust in how the utilities run. And your report and your independent guidance is crucial to maintaining that public trust, and for that I'm very grateful. Aye.
Weaver.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Alan. This is very well done. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thanks for your hard work. Colleen.